Stadium. So if you're just joining us, let me say that this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour show, and a little breakdown on who we are here. Across the table from me is my little girl, Hannah Claire. To her right is, well, it's not the big toe. It usually is my blushing bride, but she got detained at work. But it is Jack. Detained. It's Jack, the man with the plan.
Kind of.
Jack's got us all locked into radio world, hopefully.
Hopefully.
And to Jack's right is my boy, Ty Ginn. My name is Mark, and I'll be your host. I have been your host, and we're going to continue to roll on through the rest of the evening, all the way up until 8 o'clock, where we have to sign off, everybody. So, let's see. I hinted before the break that we were going to talk about artificial intelligence.
Yes.
And, man, it seems like in our world today, if you're not running into a sexual harasser, you're running into a robot.
Scary-ass robots.
Yeah. Now, artificial intelligence is, I think, probably it's a lot more advanced than what they're actually telling us.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Every once in a while, it's just like, Ty, you showed me the other day a video from YouTube of a robot that was probably, I don't know, what, 6 or 7 feet tall?
It was right about 7 feet.
I mean, it looked like an Iron Man sort of deal, and it is standing there doing acrobatics. I mean, it's doing backflips and front flips and things like that. I mean, repeatedly. Without, you know, I mean, it's a stick in the landing and things like that. So physically, like robots and things like that, I like the fact that we have come far enough that we can develop things like that. But what I'm starting to be a little wary of is how much power do we want to give them? You know what I'm saying? I mean, physical capabilities, I mean, you know, a robot can run, I guess, until its battery runs out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, but I guess a lot of the, on the mental side, I guess it's memory.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they will know anything you feed into it, just like your computer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, so they're going to be a lot smarter than us.
And think about it this way, going in the AI direction, think about how the computers that we've been using for the past decade or so, how many fights you've gotten into with that? Because it's pre-programmed to, like, you know, read this. It's like, no, I want this, and it's not doing that.
Yeah.
They're not equipped with AI. Imagine what AI might do.
Right.
Once it's smart and can make decisions on its own.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have real fights with it.
Well, it's just like, okay, so the AI that we have here in the house, I mean, it's not a robot or anything, but we do have the Alexa. We have that. We unplugged her.
Scary.
Well, you know, first of all, I don't need who is it? Amazon knowing everything that we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they know anyway.
What do you mean what?
I wasn't aware of all this.
Oh,
nobody
yeah.
told me about
it.
Oh, this.
Absolutely. Okay, here's
it listens all the time.
Yeah, it
as
listens
long
all
as
the time.
It's plugged in. It's listening.
Have you ever been out there when she was plugged in? And then all of a sudden, she'll just respond. You haven't even. I thought that you always had to say her name.
No,
first.
she'll just chime in when she wants.
Yeah.
To.
Yeah, and then guess what happened? As soon as we plugged her, unplugged her, I mean that day, we got an email that said, "What's going on with Alexa?"
Alexa is not responding.
Yeah, we can't hear what you're saying. You know, so that's a little frightening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, Elon Musk. You know, he's like genius.
Yeah, super genius.
Right. I heard where he is trying to warn people about artificial intelligence, and it seems strange that this would be coming from him because he seems very tech savvy.
Well, it's because he understands the real risk here.
The risk. I mean, what's going to happen, Ty, if down the road there are so many artificial intelligence robots or beings in people's homes and they all start to hook up together, and now all of a sudden they're in charge.
Yeah.
And, you know, humans are like slaves almost.
Mm. Well, what you said there is important when they become beings.
Yeah.
Because
that will happen.
Well, I think already I've heard that researchers and things like that are trying to give them feelings.
Yeah. And that's,
personalities.
That's just what the government is allowing us to see. Mm-hmm. Imagine what they really have.
Mm-hmm.
Which that is really fascinating, but can get dangerous really quickly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so now, well, did you ever see the movie 2001: A Space Odyssey?
Yeah.
You know, old Hal, the master computer on that spaceship decided, I don't like the way you guys are playing. So guess what? I control the doors. I control the oxygen. And I now run this ship. You know,
what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? You know? And I mean, even got to the point in that movie where he was like, they were trying to like tell a secret. And he was like, I can read lips, fellas. I got you. You know?
Wow.
Yeah.
I still know what you're saying.
I still know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
And the thing, you know, I also saw something just a couple of days ago that the military is always trying to come up with different solutions to make a bigger, better soldier.
Right.
And I heard that they are coming out with this exoskeleton
mm-hmm.
where if a soldier, well, let's not say soldier, they're kind of sissies anyway. Let's say a Marine puts on this exoskeleton. Okay, now, because he's got this exoskeleton on, now he's capable of lifting twice what he could lift before.
Oh, yeah, easily.
And he's able to run, like, twice as fast.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
And twice as far.
And it also makes him more, I guess, bulletproof.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
It would be fully bulletproof. It would probably improve aiming.
So it's going to be, oh, hey, there's the toe.
Oh, my God.
Look who's here. It's the toe.
Big toe.
It's the whole support system.
The toe came in.
Can't walk without the big toe.
You're going to have to turn on. There you
yeah.
go.
All right. So we're walking.
Well, welcome, Stephanie.
Those are yours. These are mine.
Oh, okay.
We're good.
All right.
So, good show. I've been listening.
Have you?
Yes.
So,
and I actually got an email from Amazon today wanting to know what's up with Alexa.
Again.
Again.
Okay. Mm. Well, there
she
you
died.
Go. Right. I don't know. It's kind of before, I like our advances in technology.
Yeah.
I just think that we have to be very careful with them.
Well, I mean, Elon Musk was saying, this is going to be very dangerous very soon. And he wants, you know, the public to start thinking of AI as not just like a sci-fi thing. It's real. It's going to happen. It is happening.
Right.
And this is a real thing that we have to take serious or it will kill us.
Well, I was thinking about, okay, well.
Well, think of the bad sci-fi movies.
Yeah.
You know, where, like Mad Max. That's where we're headed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not the, the happy, oh, the life is going to be great. What was that? WALL-E?
Yeah.
Where they're all right. floating around in 500 pounds. No, it's going to be more like Mad Max.
Well, mm-hmm. here one of the things that I was thinking about is like, and I thought that this was going to be sort of a bit of relief of them not being able to take over. It's like, well, you know, we have to build them. But then I was like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We're pumping them full of all this knowledge.
They'll just build themselves.
Yeah, and then they'll be out, you know, mining for steel, you know, for steel and stuff like that to get the materials. They'll be able to do it all themselves.
And that's a really interesting thought because our world is mostly or entirely organic, and now we're bringing something mechanical into the mix.
Right.
I don't know how that would mesh up because it doesn't really need any organic material to survive. It doesn't need to like
right.
eat food or
it doesn't need
like
any
that.
Sustenance other than like a charge.
So yeah. what's it gonna do? Is it gonna just leave life be? Is it going to kill it? You know, even well, if in a careless way, like it needs to keep mining, it doesn't care about the environment as long as it gets its material.
So you're saying why would they go against us? Well, no,
I'm not saying why would they. I'm saying they probably would, or they might just leave us alone because we can easily be a threat. But besides us, there's all sorts of mammals, reptiles, or whatever. Are they going to entirely disregard the subjective value of life? Is it going to try to preserve the environment and keep it going, or will it not care and just be more focused on the raw materials that it needs to keep making more of itself or to keep making repairs and thus lead to the decline of organic life.
Well, I'll be really pissed if they all turn into big game trophy hunters.
Right. Which they could.
That we're going to talk about here in a few minutes. I don't know. I think they
would leave us alone, us being the human beings.
As long as we didn't mess with them.
Right. Don't poke the bear.
And you know how we go. I mean, we can't get along with each other. So right.
I wouldn't be
in danger. Because,
like, in The Matrix, before they started farming people for energy and things like that.
Let's teach them about solar power and wind power.
That's what went wrong first.
Oh.
As they started expanding and they needed more solar panels, so they started cutting everything down. Started taking over whole cities to put up solar panels.
Mm.
We were in the way.
What movie is this?
It's The Matrix.
Really?
Yeah. We might need to watch that.
I need to watch that. I've never seen
it. When did that happen?
So, they're all robots. Hey, what about... okay, all right, now here's a question. I think already they have, like, sex bots.
Yeah.
Could you ever imagine having sex with a robot?
Well, I mean, they're just like people.
You probably shouldn't ask Ty those kind of questions.
Because, I mean, it depends. Like, what are you thinking of as robot? Just this metal mechanical thing? Because, I mean, just think of all the silicone toys that they have.
Right.
You put that on a robotic skeleton.
I mean, you've seen that Lars and the Real Girl.
Yeah, but I think... Okay, but what if it's... Okay, what if it's a, like a, what do you, a human-looking...
Well, they are.
Right. All right, so I think just like in real life, I think human women are going to benefit from it more than men. See what I'm saying?
No.
How's that?
No.
Why?
Well, because, okay, let's say a woman wants to have... intercourse with a male robot.
Yeah.
Okay. Robots, they just do.
Yeah.
So males having sex with a female robot, well, you know, I mean, it's, you got your game and you know, that's it, you know.
So you're saying that.
So now the female robot's going to be like, I will rip your head off. I mean, I don't know. It just
the robot.
It's not
going to
be that intelligent.
The robot would be programmed to serve in that capacity. So what you're really saying is that human females will now be more as pleasured as human males. So it will be equal, is what I'm hearing you say.
That's exactly what I'm hearing.
All right. I don't know if that's exactly what I was saying, but that sounds good.
And we will all go extinct. Because we're not breeding anymore.
Right, we won't be breeding anymore.
Or we'll start breeding by cloning, and in a few thousand years we'll become the Greys.
Yeah.
The Greys.
Mm-hmm. The Men in Black are on the way.
Mm-hmm. God, my papers are all over the place. I can't keep... All right, that's enough. So that's enough on artificial intelligence and all that stuff. Let's see. Oh, I do want to talk about big game hunting.
Big gay hunting.
You know... I don't know what you think about it. I think it's despicable.
Yeah, I think it's terrible.
This trophy hunting too. Let's say I'm going to go over to Zimbabwe, and I'm going to go over there and hunt, you know, an exotic animal, just so I can bring home a piece of it. Its head, its tail. Head.
How about we start billionaire hunting? Bring back their heads. Look at the one I got. I got past all his security.
Yeah, I mean, how low a self-esteem must you have if that's going to make you feel like a man? To, you know, to go out and kill a majestic animal like that.
You're just a murderer.
I mean, how do you kill a giraffe?
Yeah.
How do you,
or an elephant.
And I mean, they're not even like eating them.
How do you kill? How do you kill anything? You know, right. other than in a war situation, I just don't get it.
Yeah,
you know, I
right.
I,
unless that animal is trying to attack you.
Well, there's so many people that talk about, well, it's animal conservation and things like that, where you've got to thin the herd.
With deer, maybe.
Who came up with that? Yeah. A hunter up with that.
No, but that is true.
Yeah.
I read an article.
Not with an endangered species, though.
Yeah.
Right. No, yeah, exactly. No, but I read an article where they introduced like wolves yeah. back into a national park.
Right.
And although the wolves were hunting the animals that were protected,
yeah.
it balanced out the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. It allowed results were phenomenal
as far as the balance, and I don't have a problem with that because that is like the circle of life. That's mm-hmm. animal that's killing nature. Animal.
Right.
But when you go to like to Zimbabwe and plop down $30,000 because
to shoot a rhinoceros,
because you got more money than you know what to do with, just so you can go and kill a majestic beast, you know, for what? So you can get a trophy? You know, that just, it makes me sick, really.
It's not going to make your weenie bigger.
No, it's not going to do anything like that. And the thing is, in the article that I read, a lot of times these animals are protected.
Mm-hmm.
But because these people are paying so much money, and a lot of times where they're buying these permits to do the hunting, the local government is so poor that they're allowing it to happen.
Right.
You know. Part of the article that I read is that the Trump administration unexpectedly announced it would lift an Obama-era ban on the import of elephant heads, tails, and other trophies brought back from Zimbabwe and Zambia by big game hunters. You know,
great.
Well, now, well, he didn't read it. He was too busy tweeting.
Just so happens that his two adult sons are avid big game hunters.
Not surprising.
And I was gonna
just
say.
recently killed a giraffe, an elephant, mm-hmm. and I think a leopard. You know, so did he lift the ban so his boys could bring back trophies?
Yes, because he is self-serving.
Of course he did.
This is what this man is all about.
That is crap. That is absolute crap. Well, after the human animal rights activists got all pissed about it, then he backtracked and said, well, we're going to have to look into this a little bit farther. But by then, his boys had
got what they wanted.
Yeah, brought back
now.
Their trophies.
Right, until their next trophy is, you know, people.
Yeah. I think that if you're going to go into the wild, yeah, pay your $30,000, but you have to do it Tarzan style. Yeah. You got to go out there, mano a mano. We'll give you a
naked.
Knife.
Yeah. Naked and afraid.
We're going to give you a knife.
I wouldn't even give him a knife.
And if
you got to make your own.
Tarzan didn't have a knife.
Yes, he did. If you if you come back with a trophy.
With a monkey.
With a loincloth and a knife, okay.
You can have it then.
Right. But a lot of these hunters, they go to what do they call them? It's like ranch hunting.
Yeah,
it's like fishing in a barrel.
And they just sit in a tree stand, and the people that run the place herd the animals by them.
Right, and bait
That's
them.
Ridiculous.
How
you know,
piss poor is that?
Put pounds.
So it's not even hunting.
Right, you can't even put
you're
any
just
effort
for one
into
to,
it.
To pass by, and you're picking the one that you want a trophy from.
Jesus. Yeah, no, if you right. dropped over there and you had to sharpen a stick and you fought a lion.
Right.
That you can have that one.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
you can have that one.
Even better, because you were saying that these governments are allowing it just because they're so poor,
right?
But it is against the law. What you do is you allow if you're that poor, you take the money, you allow that, but then you also allow something else. You allow animal rights activists to hunt the people hunting the animals, and there you go, problem solved.
I like that.
That's good.
That puts a different twist on things, doesn't it?
Hunt the hunter.
And they still have the money.
That almost sounds like a Hunger Games thing.
The most dangerous game.
Yeah.
Maybe people think twice.
I don't know. Some of the people were saying that...
it would thin our herd.
They were like,
yes.
Well,
exactly.
Let's say that $30,000 is going towards the conservation efforts for the animals. And I'm like, bullshit.
That
money's going right into that government.
Yeah.
It's not going into any sort of conservation.
No.
Mm-mm.
It's
going into the corrupt government officials mm-hmm. in that country. That's crap. So can you imagine if you had the balls to kill a beautiful tiger or a leopard or a giraffe, and then you got to go and take the picture, you know, next to it with its head in your arms. Wouldn't you just feel like the biggest douche in the world?
Yeah.
I mean, really.
You should.
That's gross.
How do you not feel like, what have I done?
Yeah.
What have I done?
I mean, go over there and just take pictures of them.
I just murdered this animal. Makes me sick. I don't like it. Anyway, hey, why don't we want to play Stump the Chump?
We can.
Now that you're here, Toe?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have a fresh one? We were going to go off an old one.
I was
going to
go off an old one.
I've got a couple.
Let's do the Thanksgiving one again.
Nana didn't send it to me.
All right, we're going to play Stump the Chump, but we need to take a quick little break first. Stephanie, what is the theme?
Well,
what do you have for us?
Since it is December 1st,
yes,
hurricane season is over,
yes,
and we are well into the Christmas holiday, it is a Christmas trivia.
Woo.
I figure we only get to do about three of them a year, so
nice.
Here we go.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We're coming to you live, as we do every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. We're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, we're going to play our Christmas-themed version of Stump the Chump.
Woo!
Well, now, tell me who's got it, who's holding, babe, I got a happy. Who wants to blaze the grasses? Who's holding out? Well, I'm just feeling flawed, but I need a little green for peace of mind. Tell me who's got it, baby, who's holding out? Well, I don't mean to impose, but you seem like nice folks. Just gravy sake, I got you, babe. Please, baby, just give me a little zone. Well, tell me who's got it, who's holding, babe, I gotta have it. Ain't I none but I got a happy who's holding out. Well, I'm just feeling fly, but I need a little green for peace of mind. Tell me who's got it, baby, who's holding out. Now, 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 let's get high. Let's get high. Let's get high. Woo-hoo!
That's Betty Fox, everybody. One of my all-time favorite local performers. And I'm telling you, if you have not gone out to see Betty Fox, you're doing yourself a disservice.
She's foxy.
Yeah,
she is foxy.
Yeah, she's becoming more and more famous, more and more popular. She will do a show like at the Hideaway Cafe. From like 7 to 10, and then she'll go over to another place and do a show until like 2 o'clock in the morning. This girl is busy. She is she's ready to hit the big time as far as I'm concerned. Very good, very talented. And Betty Fox, that song that you just heard, was one of her originals called Who's Holdin'. So that's a great one. We see her quite a bit over at the Hideaway Cafe. We saw her along with Damon Fowler and friends at the Palladium last week. And we've seen her at several other places around town. But she does some traveling as well. So got to catch her. Catch Betty Fox.
Did you tell everybody that she came and sat by me?
She came and sat next to Steph when we were at the Palladium. We had great seats. We were right. Basically, it was kind of like the front row. We were off to the right of the stage a little bit. still had a great view, but the front row ended, and then our row kind of started. So we didn't have anybody in front of us.
Oh, that's cool.
So it was like we were front row as well.
Yeah.
And, so she exited stage left and zipped over and sat down beside me.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She said, how much for the husband?
Yeah. She was like, keep him away. Yes. I've heard about him.
He's freaking me out.
He's shifty.
He talks way too much about me.
Well,
I've heard the show.
And T.C. Carr was there, and he was like, watch that guy in the front row. He accosted me outside the bathroom once.
At the Hideaway Cafe.
Careful.
Careful.
Careful, go to the bathroom.
That was kind of sketchy how I handled that.
What
did you do?
What? His sketchball.
I was like, all right, this is my opportunity. It was a break between songs, and T.C. goes, this is at the Hideaway Cafe. He goes, and he goes into the bathroom. So I get up with one of my Marco Radio Happy Hour Show business cards in hand, and I'm like, because I wanted to, play his songs on the show, and I, anyway, I don't want to pay him any royalties or anything.
So
I'd like to, interview him at some point. I realized, maybe he's too big of a local star.
Or maybe you just creeped him out too badly. Yeah.
So he walks out of the bathroom, and I
go, Dad's standing in that little hallway.
Yeah, that little hallway.
Outside the door.
And I go, hey, man.
Hey, man. As soon as he walks up. Probably peed his pants again.
He put his back like against the wall, and he was like,
Yes.
Yeah. And I didn't even think I put my hand out to shake his hand. I think he kind of gave me the hand wave.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't remember.
He was like, Betty, watch out for that guy.
Watch out for that guy. That Marco Radio guy.
That guy's crazy.
He's crazy.
He's trying to GUP.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, we're going to play Stump the Chump.
Oh, right. I forgot.
Is everybody ready?
Radio.
Does everybody have their bell, their ringer, their hooter?
Okay.
Where's my hooter? All right, let's do it.
All right. In Frosty the Snowman, who brought Frosty back to life? Mark.
The kids.
No. Hannah.
The bat.
Back to life. Who brought Frosty back to life?
The hat?
After he melted.
Go.
Santa.
Yes.
Oh.
Christ.
Yes.
Black.
Jack's up one. In How the Grinch Stole Christmas, what biological shortcoming made the Grinch so mean?
His
Mark.
Heart was too small.
How many sizes?
Two sizes too small. Also, he was green.
And hairy.
And hairy.
I think I should get that one.
I'll give it to you.
I won half a point.
Jack's got one. Mark has one.
I won half.
No.
No.
Give me half a D.
I noticed you had half of my Reese cup.
You watched me do it.
No. Did I?
No.
Yes. You were there.
You were there.
I was cooking, and this happened.
All right.
What is the biggest selling Christmas single of all time?
Christmas
it's
single?
Holly jolly Christmas.
No. I like that singing it, though. Yeah. So sing me the song.
Oh, okay.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No. Older.
Oh, I got it.
It's that rapey Dean Martin song.
Oh.
Silent
Yeah, it's Silent Night.
No.
No?
No.
That one's very
think
topical.
Think more, I think it's Bing Crosby.
Silver Bells? I don't know.
Silver no. Bells.
There is one that I can't think of.
Where they're all gay. They're all jolly and gay. Did I say that one?
Yeah, you're pretty gay.
I've listed all of them.
Mama got run over by the reindeer?
No.
It's Grandma.
Silent Night, Holy Night.
It's White Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, White Christmas.
All right, so nobody gets that one. No, that's all I have. A blue Christmas.
Oh. And that is also Elvis.
That is also Elvis.
I sang
not
it exactly
Bing Crosby.
Like he did.
He did. That's good. I like that. Do that again. We had something going. Then.
Yeah. Oh, we'll have to lay down a track.
We need to go caroling.
Yeah, go caroling. That's good.
Who's Carol? Who's this?
What?
Don't call me Shirley.
What was Scrooge's first name?
Eloisa.
No.
Eloisa. McDuck.
Ebenezer.
Ebenezer.
I got that.
No. You said Eloisa.
Eloisa.
That's a girl's name.
Weezer. Damn it.
Eloisey.
Eloiser.
His friends would call him Wheezy.
Wheezy.
Who says, damn it, God bless us, everyone?
Tiny Jimmy. Tim.
Damn
Tiny
it.
Tim.
Tiny Tim.
And then he tiptoed through the tulips.
Dad has three. Jack has one.
Come on.
Ty has half.
Yeah.
I have none.
All right. Settle down.
I don't Christmas right.
In the song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Okay, here we go.
Coming home from my house Christmas Eve.
What did she go home to get?
The pie.
No.
Eggnog.
The Jubilee. I don't know.
What? Jubilee.
Jubilee.
Getting Jubilee. Dang.
I don't know if anyone's going to get this.
No, what is it?
She was on her way home to get her medication.
Oh, Christ.
I don't even remember that.
What was the first gift?
She's all on the Vicodin.
Yeah, right.
Feel a thing.
No, she was fine.
Well, she didn't have it yet. She was on her way to get it.
Oh,
right.
Those pillowheads always have it.
She felt everything.
It didn't even happen. That's she probably taken some hip all. Term the kids are saying.
Right.
I got run over by a reindeer last night, man. It was great.
Yeah. I got small.
Yeah. What does the true love send on the sixth day of Christmas?
Oh, damn.
Six
lords a-leaping?
No. It's five.
Is it six
it.
Pides a-piping?
No.
No, the geese a-laying.
Yes!
Geese
a-laying.
Ty
nice
got it.
Job.
So Ty is on the board with 1.5.
Woohoo!
It was seven lords that were leaping, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And
that's a lot of leaping.
Six lords a-laying, five golden rings.
Seven lords. Probably dwarves.
Yes.
In what city did Miracle on 34th Street take place?
Oh, Christ.
New York.
Winterland.
Innsmouth.
New York. And with New York?
No.
Dad won.
One more bonus. I didn't get any.
All right. In 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, Hannah, where were the stockings hung?
By the chimney with care.
Okay, we'll try another one for Hannah. Let's see if we can at least...
You know what the alternate title to that story is? It's Who the Hell's on My Roof?
Yeah. All right, Hannah.
I'm going to get... Wait, let me give her a bonus one.
Okay.
Throw me a bonus here.
Ty, don't you say anything.
Okay.
Nobody say anything. Shh.
In Star Wars...
Oh, fuck.
What color is Luke's original lightsaber?
Green.
God, you suck!
Blue. Red.
Flesh.
Ooh.
Flesh.
Oh. Purple?
I'm one of those creepy guys.
That's all the colors.
No, it was, what was it?
Orange?
Ty, what was it?
It's blue. It's kind blue. Of
I
aqua
I said
blue.
That first.
No, you said green first, and then you said blue.
It's absolutely blue.
Okay, Hannah. What color is the Grinch?
Green.
There you go. Ding, ding, ding.
What is the name of the Grinch's dog?
Max.
Yes. It's totally Max.
Max.
It was.
What is the name of Jack Skellington's dog?
Max.
No.
Who?
Ghost.
Who's who?
Who?
God,
you suck.
Zero.
All right.
What's my dog's name?
Dude.
You gotta say it right. Dude.
Where's my dude?
Okay, let's talk about
he's cool.
big tobacco for a few moments.
Smoke them if you got them.
So, you know that, I don't know if you kids are even old enough to realize that they haven't had cigarette commercials on TV for a long time.
I remember them, though.
Do you?
You remember them on TV?
Yeah.
Do you? Anyway, they were banned from the airwaves. By big tobacco companies returned. Well, anyway, here, let me just start up.
Whoa.
Decades after they were banned from the airwaves, big tobacco companies returned to primetime television this weekend.
Oh. Right?
But not by choice. All right. So you know that all of these people who smoked cigarettes for years and got emphysema, they got COPD, they got lung cancer, that kind of thing. Now, all of a sudden, they're starting to sue big tobacco.
Yeah.
All right. And a lot of these people are winning their cases, which blows my mind.
Why? People win cases all the time own stupidity.
It blows my mind that they're winning, because how in the world does one not know that smoking cigarettes is not bad for you? You know what I'm saying?
You know what? There are many things that are bad for you that companies get sued for all the time and win.
Yeah, but how can you think that smoking cigarettes is not going to damage your body? I mean, most smokers, the very first time they try to smoke, they cough, okay? So that cough is telling you, uh-oh, my body doesn't like that. So you don't necessarily need a warning. Your own body is warning you, this is not good.
Yeah, right, and sometimes I hear you vomit on the first time.
Ew.
Yes.
That's even worse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely true.
Anyway, so after years of all of these lawsuits, I guess the judicial system has come out against Big Tobacco and said, okay, what you're going to do now is you're going to go back on television and you're going to start doing commercials, but now you're going to start telling people of all the harms that cigarettes do to people.
But they've been doing that for a while.
Tobacco-free Florida has been doing that.
Yeah. Oh.
Tobacco companies. Yeah.
Right. So now the tobacco companies are going to have to fund that.
Oh. Okay.
Now, it's not as bad. I guess they've finagled around the ruling where the commercials aren't going to be so grim, you know, as the courts originally had said. I mean, I think the courts originally said, you know, let's put a commercial out. You put a cigarette in a teenager's mouth, and then the next scene, he's dead.
Dead.
You know what I'm saying? So
kind of like your brain on drugs.
Yeah, I think they've gotten to tone it down a little bit. I can't wait to start seeing these commercials.
Oh, they're gonna be great.
I can remember, you know, commercials with the Marlboro Man out on the range on his horse, and he's handsome, and he's, you know, he's roping cattle and rugged and smoking a cigarette, and he looks
Joe
like
Camel.
He's gonna live forever, you know. And then there were the other commercials, you know, are you gonna walk a mile for a camel or be like Mr. Chesterfield and satisfied? You never heard that one?
No.
Yeah, that's one.
That's one.
But anyway, one of the things that struck me about the court system saying to Big Tobacco that you have to spend all this money on these commercials to let people know that they're dangerous, kind of to me is like a waste of money. If you don't know that they're dangerous, there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
But Mom and I last weekend saw an article on, it was either 60 Minutes or the Sunday Morning Show. That was talking about COPD. Hannah Claire, what does a COPD COPD stand for?
Oh, man, I told you earlier.
Chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder.
Yes, okay. That's it.
That's
right.
What I told you.
So what the story...
Did you?
What the story that we saw said that a lot of people with COPD, I mean, you can get COPD if you've worked in coal mines your whole life, or if you've worked around airborne sort of chemicals and stuff like that. Anything that's going to affect your lungs. But what 80% of people with COPD have in common is that they smoked.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Only 80%.
Right. Now, the story that we saw...
The other 20, just bad luck.
Well,
coal miners.
Right.
Cold smoke.
Didn't they say in that story that most of the people with COPD come from West Virginia?
Yes.
Where a lot of coal mining is and a lot of smokers.
Well, and a lot of pollution from the coal mines.
Mm-hmm. But what I was thinking is, because what the story said that we watched said that a lot of these COPD clinics are grossly underfunded. Mm. And a lot of them can only stay... around for short periods of time,
right?
Because they just don't have the funds. So if I'm you know one of these judges that's you know overseeing these rulings, scrap the commercials, start funding these clinics.
Right.
And not just the clinics, but other, you know,
research,
lung cancer research, and maybe, you know, you can still pay out to some of the victims.
Right.
That kind of thing.
But yeah, I think you're right. The money would be better spent rather than putting it in the network's pockets.
Right.
Actually helping the people.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're just trying to kill smoking.
Well, I'm not opposed to that, but
smoking is like the lowest it's ever been.
Yeah. Well, so is teen pregnancy and abortions. Mm-hmm. So.
Let's see. There's some stuff in here. It says more people die every year from smoking than from murder, AIDS, suicide, drugs, car crashes, and alcohol combined. All those things. 480,000 deaths each year in the United States alone due to smoking. Just in the United States. That's a lot. Mm-hmm. That is a lot. Now, this chronic obstructive pulmonary disorder, COPD, approximately 12 million adults in the U.S. are diagnosed with a COPD, and 120,000 die from it each year. So that's quite a few. 80% of those people are smokers.
Right.
So, right. And then it says, this is kind of scary, COPD death rates for women have risen steadily. Today, more women than men die from COPD each year.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Maybe their lungs aren't as big. Maybe they're more susceptible. I don't know.
I think more women smoke.
You think? You know what? I kind of think that might be true.
That could be true.
I don't see a lot of men smoking anymore.
These days, I see more women smoking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Turned into that.
It could be. It could be. I mean, I can remember.
Well, before the Marlboro Man.
I can remember when everybody smoked.
Everybody smoked. And I think that's part of the reason why the numbers are so high.
Even as a teenager, I was like, in my group of friends, I was the only one that didn't smoke.
And I mean, as a kid growing up,
right,
most adults smoked.
Oh,
it was rare to run into an adult that didn't smoke.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
And, you know, so
in
those...
everywhere you went.
Right. And those people now are, you know, 20, 30, 40 years older than us.
Right. Or dead.
Or dead.
or dead.
Mm. Or dead. Yeah. Anyway, it's kind of a... I mean, it's a sad story.
Yeah.
You know. But it is what it is.
Right. But I, your point of the money could be spent in a better place.
Yeah. I don't know I don't know that we all need to see commercials. I don't know that we need to be convinced via a television commercial that cigarettes are bad for you. I think we kind of get it.
Yeah, we get it.
I also don't think that that's going to help, really. I don't think it's fully an education problem. Like they teach you in school, a lot of it has to do with peer pressure, what you see your peers doing. A commercial on TV is like, that's just, you know, the adults. They don't know what they're doing. They're trying to control me. That's not going to get inside a young person's head. That is wasted, especially in that regard, too. You need to get them in a different way.
You know, if you kids had been around when, like, Mom and I were kids, you know, just like, what are the commercials that you see most of now?
Drugs.
Yeah, now drugs. It's all big pharma.
Right.
Right. When we were kids, most of the commercials were big tobacco.
Right.
I mean, truly. I mean, every brand of cigarette had a commercial. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And as many pill commercials that you see now, there were that many cigarette commercials. Mm. I mean, they were glamorizing it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were a doofus if you didn't smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Truly.
Well, and the movies. In watching old movies,
yep.
They all smoked.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, once all of these cases started coming, I don't even think you can see a movie that's put out now. Nobody smokes in movies now.
No, you can't.
I can't remember the last time I saw somebody smoking in a movie. I can't remember the last time I saw somebody smoking on TV, other than watching TCM,
right?
A Turner Classic Movie, you know, which we do quite frequently. But other than that, you don't ever see anybody smoking.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what these commercials look like. I've heard some of the radio commercials that they have out now. Have you heard that one with that lady?
Yeah.
That's talking out of her throat?
Yeah, that's something.
It's horrific.
I've heard something like that.
It is horrific. It's ugh.
I've seen that in real life.
Yeah, it's bad news. Anyway, let's talk about movies and entertainment.
Okay.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
Change it up a little bit. Has anybody seen anything recently?
We watched
talk about?
Collateral Beauty.
Collateral Beauty. That was a pretty decent movie, actually.
It was a good movie. I liked it. I liked it a lot. And it's kind of stuck with me.
Yeah.
I've thought about it a lot over the last few days since we watched it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What?
She's going to hire people to make sure you're crazy.
Tell us how you're sticking.
How you sticking?
No, I think I figured something out, and now I'm upset that I sent it back.
Okay.
Because I want to watch it again.
Well, we got our new movie.
Oh, we did.
Yes.
And?
Well, you know what it is.
Well, I don't even, I know it, I know the theme.
It's the Jeffrey Dahmer files.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
I couldn't remember which one I could get.
We tried to get, Jack, we tried to get that My Friend Dahmer.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't find it anywhere.
Well, it's in our queue, but the availability is unknown.
Mm-hmm. But
on Netflix.
But this particular one, the Jeffrey Dahmer files actually got more stars.
Yes. Yeah.
Cool.
It's supposed to be pretty good. It's, you know, documentary style, that kind of thing.
I love that.
All you need to know about Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right.
You know, it's going to be kind of cool.
We're watching the second season of Stranger Things.
Mm. Oh.
Loving it.
So I've heard very good things about that. I heard that the second season is even better than the first season.
Yes.
Which a lot of times is not necessarily the case, except for Game of Thrones.
Yeah, every season is
Where is Game of Thrones?
Yeah. I mean, are they gonna put
Christmas.
Something out in, you know, in DVD for Christmas?
I don't know. Oh. We're gonna have to look. This could be a bad Christmas.
But this won't be the final season, right? This
no.
Be, this is like 7 or yeah. 8.
We're a season behind.
Yeah, so we've got a couple.
No, but we've seen everything that we have.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Right. Everything so that's available on DVD.
Right. Can't wait to see the movie that we got, this Jeffrey Dahmer thing and that kind of thing. Hey, if you like John Prine, I love John Prine. He's going to be over at Ruth Eckert Hall December 15th. That might be a fun show to go see. I think my buddy Paul went to go see John Prine up in Richmond. I'd like to see that.
And I don't know if tickets are still available.
Right.
But Damon Fowler and Selwyn Birchwood.
Right.
December 19th.
December 19th at the Hideaway Cafe.
At the Hideaway Cafe.
Now, we've got a lock on that. We went and talked to John.
Yeah.
The owner of the Hideaway Cafe.
I had some trouble with the website, but I'm sure it was just me.
Well,
you can get your tickets online.
I have that piece of paper signed by John that says we're a lock for tickets. So
we're in.
Guara is coming to town.
Oh, they are? When?
I think it was the 6th, but I think they changed it.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's like soon.
Yeah, it's real soon.
If you're looking to go see any movies this weekend, the Tampa Bay Times recommend these 5. Three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. Never heard of that one.
Oh,
that's
I have.
The number one.
I can't remember what it's about.
It says one of 2017's best films.
Yeah.
So I have to look more into that one. Number two would be the Florida Project. That's been on the list for a while. Number three is Lady Bird. Number four is The Man Who Invented Christmas. And number five is Last Flag Flying.
Justice League isn't on there?
Nope. Not in the top five for this weekend.
The Man Who Invented Christmas actually looks good. I saw a trailer for that the other night.
Right. All right. Let's see. Oh, this little story. Jeez Louise. Okay, so we talk about a lot of times on the show the pussification of America. And this story, we've heard about, I don't want to pick on millennials, but it just seems like, unfortunately.
They're the best target.
Well, unfortunately, it's right in their wheelhouse. It says, students at New York's Brooklyn College want city police to stop using the university's restrooms. College officials asked police to confine their rest stops to a single bathroom on the edge of campus, but some students want a total ban.
Why?
Why?
Here's why.
Smoking a lot of pot in there.
Mm, but that's what I thought originally. Then it says...
Or are they getting creepy?
No. Those are all good things. Those would be good reasons.
Those are all good things.
Good things.
Right. Good things.
Drugs and creepiness.
But the reason is, students say seeing cops makes safe spaces feel less safe.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Grow up.
Cry to your mama. Because if something goes down, you're going to want to see the boys
a lot
in blue.
Of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus.
Put your big people pants on.
That's just ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
You pee in front of a cop.
You goddamn hipsters. Wah, wah.
He's not going to arrest you for peeing.
Go shave your ridiculous
get
beard.
Get to know them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Get on their good side.
When I originally saw that, I thought, yeah, it's because they're, you know, that's where the kids are going into the bathroom to smoke pot, and it's like, you know, they don't want the cops sneaking in on them.
I would hope that's what it really is.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I'd have a lot more respect for them if it was that way. Mm-hmm. But if they're actually feeling, oh my God, they're scaring me. There must be something happening.
Yeah, no.
Grow up.
You know, everybody pees. Oh, what's that book? Everybody poops.
Everybody poops, everybody. Let's see. One of the things I like to do at the end of every show is I like to give you some quotes out of my favorite magazine, The Week magazine.
Not strong.
It's very weak.
It's not strong magazine. This first one says, and this one didn't actually come out of The Week magazine. This one is...
you lied.
Well, this one's anonymous, but I love it. It says, happiness is like an orgasm. If you think about it too much, it goes away.
Yeah.
Ah. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't try to dial it in. It's going to go away. The next one says, if voting made any difference, they wouldn't let us do it.
Yeah.
I like that
isn't
one.
Isn't that true?
How true is that?
That came from Mark Twain.
Wow, so this is not a new issue.
No.
Right. The next one says, the happy ending still beckons, and it is in hope of grasping... Wait a minute.
Hold on.
The happy ending still beckons, and it is in the hope of grasping it that we go on.
In bed.
And that came from Annie whatever her.
Annie Bullocks.
Prolocks. This girl named Annie. This one.
Annie P.
This one I like. This one is so
Annie,
true.
Okay?
It says, never take anyone's advice.
Yeah.
I like that.
That came from John Banville. And the next one says, you know, a long time ago, being crazy meant something. Now, nowadays, everybody's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That came from recently deceased Charles Manson.
Dude.
Oh.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah. And I have one more, and this one came from Bill up in Lakeland, Florida. Yeah. It says, we are incredibly heedless in the formation of our beliefs, but find ourselves filled with an illicit passion for them when anyone proposes to rob us of their companionship. I guess I kind of just
butchered that.
Anybody
else
want to
try?
Hell.
It's got a lot of big words.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a big brain here.
Yeah. Jack, give that a read, would you?
We are incredibly heedless in the formation of our beliefs, but find ourselves filled with an illicit passion for them when anyone proposes to rob us of their companionship.
Wow!
Fabulous!
I wish I could
like
have done it like
butter.
That.
Like a Civil War soldier.
It's yes. Butter.
My dearest Anna.
Yeah, right. That was great. I liked it. That inflection, too. Liked it.
Well, I'm out of stuff.
Good. We need to wrap up because we are out of time.
Good. We're out of time. All right. Hannah Claire, here at the end of the show, do you have anything that you want to add?
Nope.
Okay. Stephanie.
Glad to be home.
Us too, Big Toe. Jack, do you have anything?
I rode in a cop car yesterday.
Good
Woo!
For you.
Nice. What'd you do?
I drove through the course.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Good for you. Ty, do you have anything you want to add?
No.
No, I don't have anything other than Semper Fi, Devil Dogs, and I miss your mom.
Everyone love everyone.
All for one and one for all.
Never give up. Never surrender.
Nice.
Balls to the wall. Or not at all.
All right, everybody. We are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. right here on RadioSaintPete.com. We look forward to talking to you again next Friday night. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Yes.
Get out there and enjoy this. I guess it's still considered fall weather.
No, that's over.
No, it's almost Christmas.
It's almost Christmas.
No, it's summer weather.
Enjoy this pre-Christmas weather, everybody. All right,
95 degrees.
80 degrees.
All right, enjoy the weather. Be careful. Talk to you next week.
That's it.